AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A young man pulls an automatic weapon out of a beach umbrella and begins shooting at European sunbathers in Tunisia. 39 are dead. In France, a man rams a car into a gas factory, touching off an explosion that injured two people. Police and firefighters later found the severed head of the driver's employer hanging at the plant entrance. A man sets off a bomb inside a Shiite mosque in Kuwait City, killing at least 27 people. All three attacks yesterday claimed by the Islamic State group. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
Obviously, clearly, they're all terrorist attacks. Obviously, clearly, they're driven by extremist ideology. Beyond that, I think we just need to let the investigators do their work.
Earlier this week, in an audio recording, the radical group called on supporters to increase attacks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. President Obama at a funeral for its pastor says last week's shootings at an historic black church in Charleston has done the opposite of what the gunman wanted.
The president said alleged shooter Dylan Roof tried to strike at the heart of the black community, but in fact was helping God to confer on America his grace.
He has allowed us to see where we've been blind.
For example, by finally clearing the way to taking down the Southern battle flag.
We were blind to the pain that the Confederate flag stirred in too many of our citizens.
And even perhaps it's opened more eyes to the continuing toll of gun violence. Leading the congregation, he said, if America can tap that grace, everything can change. Mark Smith with the president, Charleston, South Carolina.
County clerks in a number of states began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples yesterday after the Supreme Court upheld their right to marry. Denver City Clerk and Recorder Deborah Johnson.
It was not easy. There was a price. And so I'm just really happy that today it doesn't matter. It's the law.
This is AP Radio News. With one escaped murderer shot dead in the woods of New York, police and federal agents continue to search for a second escaped inmate.
After 3 weeks on the lam, 49-year-old Richard Matt was spotted by agents among the cabins in the woods of Malone, New York. Police say Matt was armed with a shotgun and didn't surrender. Governor Andrew Cuomo says,
you never want to see anyone lose their life. But I would remind people that Mr. Matt was an escaped murderer.
The remaining escapee, David Sweat, was jailed for killing a sheriff's deputy. Residents are urged to remain vigilant and call police if they think they have a clue into his whereabouts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
California Governor Jerry Brown has blocked parole for a killer who buried alive a developmentally disabled man. Brown says David Weidert still is too dangerous to be released. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.